Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host and friend. And we're very pleased to be joined by Mark Simon. This is a longtime deputy and director of the Apple Daily, now closed by the authorities in Hong Kong. Jimmy Lai, the author of the Apple Daily, has been incarcerated these last years. And the news is to do with the trial or the legal proceedings against Jimmy Lai that are happening under the People's Republic of China's rules of what law is. I read the headline from the South China Morning Post, remembering the SCMP is heavily influenced by Beijing. Hong Kong authorities have accused the international legal representatives of former media tycoon Jimmy Lai and his son of defaming the city's judicial system by appealing to the United Nations over the activist, quote, prolonged detention in solitary confinement, unquote. Mark, a very good day to you. We need very careful understanding of what I just read. Prolonged detention in solitary confinement is the charge of the legal team representing Jimmy Lai. The city of Hong Kong, the people of Hong Kong's representatives appointed by the mainland, accuse these representatives of defaming the city's judicial system. Please explain this careful language. Good day to you, Mark.
Good day. Nice to talk to you. The idea that we are defaming them is basically we're saying bad things about them. For Americans, it's important to understand that when we think defamation, it means you're lying. Under the British system, defaming somebody means you're basically defaming them. You're attacking their reputation. And so it can be true, but it can still be defamation. In other words, that's the British legal term. The core of the issue is Jimmy Lai has been in solitary confinement since the very day he was arrested. In other words, he has been held in solitary since for over 3.5 years. Now, of course, during COVID, when he was first brought in, there was essentially some complaining that we did about it, but not a lot because it was COVID and we're going to let the prison operate the way they want to operate. But really, for the last 2 years, there's been questions, why is he in solitary confinement? Solitary confinement for Jimmy is meant to do one thing. It is meant to punish him and it is meant to break him. That is the definition of the United Nations under the Mandela rules of torture. It's very clear. It's if you keep someone in solitary confinement for more than 3 weeks and they're not trying to do a Hannibal Lecter and attack the guards or something like that, the questions are, why are you keeping them? More than 3 months, then you start moving into the area of torture. Jimmy is being systematically tortured. He's also not getting the medical care he needs. He's 76 years old, soon to be 77. He's diabetic. There is no reason whatsoever why he should not be able to see outside doctors. In Hong Kong, that is a normal and regular practice pre-Jimmy. Instead, they make it very difficult for him to see doctors. They make him run through the hoops, and they jump through hoops. And so it's virtually impossible to do it. That's the other part, denial of medical care. The third part of this is essentially he's not getting information. He's not getting letters. It's one of the things we know he's most upset about. He's writing people. He's not getting letters back from people. These are not letters that he's expecting to exchange political discourse with, but he would like to hear from old friends. He would like to be able to write people. Most of his letters are very religious based. And let me put this in perspective. Natan Sharansky told us, and then he also publicly wrote that oh my God, I couldn't believe Navani died. I was just writing with him last week. So even Putin lets people exchange mail more than Jimmy Lai gets to. And we also heard the same thing from other people, that letters moved freely back and forth through the Russian prison system, as long as they were not, let's just say, defamatory to the Russian prison system. The final thing is, and this is probably, I think many people will understand this, he's been denied communion for as long as far as I can tell, from last fall. In other words, he has not been able to see Cardinal Zinn. Cardinal Zinn does not go through them. We checked with the Chinese, with the friends in the Catholic Church in Hong Kong. There is no priest who's gone to see Jimmy to give Jimmy communion. So he's not getting communion. In other words, that's being held back by the prison authorities. No reason whatsoever. So he's been denied religious liberties as well as the torture.
Gordon, you have a question.
Mark, as far as you know, have the authorities been successful in breaking Jimmy?
No, I think that's the main problem. In other words, they have not done anything except for hold out, hoping that he will volunteer to write a confession. Understand, for most folks, that they have to understand that Jimmy is the linchpin to the narrative about foreign interference in Hong Kong. So in other words, they're not trying to get Jimmy to turn on anybody. They're not saying to Jimmy, okay, we need you to tell us who did this and who did that. They are not looking for that. What they are looking for is Jimmy is the one who organized everything. Jimmy is the godfather of the so-called of the color revolution. So they're not putting him in solitary confinement. They're not doing anything to him to try to extract anything. What they're trying to do is to break him, and also to send an example, which again is another part of torture. Everybody knows if you do what Jimmy Lai does, you go into solitary confinement. You go into the hole.
Sir Keir Starmer is now the prime minister in Britain, and David Lammy is the foreign minister. And my memory is that Jimmy Lai is a British citizen. Where is London in all of this, Mark?
The UK does not have the robust system for defending political prisoners that the United States does. We have Mr. Carsten. Before that, we had Bob O'Brien in the special office for SEPA, as we call it, for hostages. In other words, we just saw a Chinese-American pastor released. We saw Evan Gershowitz released. That was all done by the U.S. government. It's actually a very credible thing that's happening with the U.S. government at this time in terms of releasing hostages, making efforts to get them out. The Brits do not have that system. It's just not what they do. I would like to say that we're hoping that the new prime minister and the new Labour government is going to be more aggressive. We are getting indications they are, but they're taking a long time. They're doing this 100-day review of Chinese-British ties. I think it's going to come out exactly the way it has in the past, where they're going to say trade's important. And I'll add one point here that's very important, I think, for all the listeners too. China is not the economic powerhouse and attraction that it once was. So I think policymakers are going to have to figure out that, you know, you're no longer dealing with China that's growing, that's driving business, that's exciting and things like that. You're dealing with a very stale economy. So why are you still shining their shoes as if they're the second coming of Jesus Christ?
The puzzle to me, Gordon, is that the Chinese authorities in Hong Kong are using a British understanding of defamation, and the Brits are not responding by accepting the fact that their legal system is being turned into lawfare. Yes, they don't have an office. They could speak up. To your knowledge, Gordon, is Sir Keir Starmer or David Lammy, have they spoken up on this matter at all since they took power?
Yeah, I don't think so, John. And, you know, just in general, from my perspective as an American, is that Britain is weak. It's not standing up for Jimmy Lai. It is not standing up for the Sino-British Joint Declaration. It is afraid of China, as Marcus said. And if nothing else, this is a shell of the country in Britain.
Mark, the British, are they responsive in any fashion to correspondence about these inconsistencies?
Well, the FCDO, which is their State Department, has actually been reasonable. But the real problem we had prior to David Cameron showing up is a lack of leadership. In other words, Rishi Sunak and the rest of them First of all, didn't even want to declare Jimmy a British citizen. He's a full British citizen. There's no question about it. He doesn't hold some special passport. He's a Brit. He's an Englishman. And, you know, that's the passport he's held in almost his entire life. And before that, he basically held a Hong Kong passport issued by the Brits. We have seen some movement from David Lammy. Lammy was in Southeast Asia. He brought Jimmy up to the Chinese. Not much progress made there. I will say this. The U.S. government makes more public noise about Jimmy Lai and the political prisoners and the situation in Hong Kong than the Brits do. We have an incredibly good consul general there, and the China House under Mark Lambert has been particularly good in pushing on China. But until the Brits decide that they're going to take up for their citizens, that's it. Gordon's characterization is 100% correct. I see Britain here not as conflicted. I see them as weak, and they don't really understand that the Chinese will take full advantage of this.
Mark Simon, now closed Apple Daily's longtime deputy and director for Jimmy Lai, now incarcerated. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bell.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.